Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Luqman. Now, there are two narratives which are recorded. Actually, the narrative is just one. However, there's a slight difference in the text of this narrative. One of these narratives is recorded in Al-Basir, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is recorded in Salabi's Tafsir. Both of these narratives are reported or allegedly reported by Ubay ibn Ka'f from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll read out the text of the narrative to you as found in Al-Basir, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the words are, Man qara'a surat al-Luqman, kana lahu Luqman rafiqan yawm al-qiyamah, wa'uthiya min al-hasanati ashran ashran bi'adadi man amal amila bil-ma'aruf wa'naha anil munkar. Which means, as a person who recites Surah Luqman, then Luqman, the wise guy, the wise person of who belonged to Arabia, he will be his companion. Luqman will be that person's companion on the Day of Judgment, and that person will be given the reward equivalent to 10 pious deeds for every person who acted upon what is good and who desisted from evil. So for each of these people, for each of these persons, that person who recites Surah Luqman, he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, I should like to point out that Hafiz Ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be absolutely concocted. And the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal from various Rijal authorities. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai, and another opinion which he holds about Salam is that Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he's Laysa Bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghayru Siqa. And Abu Zura' Abu Hatim and call him to be Zaif. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharaj says that he's Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu. And another opinion, and Abul Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's Za'iful Hadith Chittin. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash about him is that he is Kazab, that he's a liar. So from this detail, we can see why Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be concocted. As far as the text of this narrative is concerned, which is recorded by Salawi in his Tafsir, there's a very, very slight difference in the text of this narrative, and the words which are different from the words which are found in Al-Wasit are, the end part is, man amil ma'roof wa amila bil munkar, which means that a person who does good and a person who does evil, for every such person, that person shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. So in the text of Al-Wasit, the words were man amila bil ma'roof wa naha anil munkar, and here the words are man amila al ma'roof wa amila bil munkar. So I should also like to point out here that this narrative is also extremely weak, and this is because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Za'if al-Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkar. He is Munkar al-Hadith Chittan. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments about him. Thus, Ibn Sa'd says that he fi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. That is what Ibn Sa'd says about him. And we have more than one opinions from Ahmad ibn Hanbal about him, and they are Laysa bishay, Laysa bil qawi, and Za'iful Hadith. So all these comments are made by Ahmad ibn Hanbal about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, we have more than one comment from Yahya ibn Ma'in regarding Ali ibn Zayd, and they are Laysa bizaq al qawi, Za'if, Za'ifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bishay, and Laysa bihujja. So all these comments were made by Yahya ibn Ma'in about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, Al-Ijli says that yuktabu hadithuhu wa laysa bil qawi. And Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Wahil Hadith, Za'if, and La yuhtajju bihi. So he also has these three opinions about him recorded variously. And in the opinion of Abu Zura, he's Laysa bil Qawi, and Imam Nasai and Ibn Hajar says that he's Za'if. So in the presence of all this data, we can see that this narrative, or this text of the narrative too, is totally unreliable and cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this best can be done by having a living relationship with that surah. And that can only be achieved if we understand what the surah says to us, if we understand its meanings, if we reflect upon its meanings, and we disregard such narratives which are absolutely baseless and they are not reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.